For generations, Becca Hinojosa's family has been vacationing, fishing, and relaxing at the beach near her home of Brownsville, Texas, a border city on the Gulf Coast of South Texas and Matamoros, Mexico. Now, a massive proposed fracking export terminal threatens the pristine shoreline. The native wildlife, sacred indigenous sites, and beloved family memories of Becca and her community. So they are fighting back, locally, nationally, and even internationally, to keep fracking out of their community and to keep their beautiful landscape intact.
Most of my family is here. My parents were born and raised here. I was born and raised here. My ancestors are buried here. Brownsville, Texas is part of the Rio Grande Valley region, and we're a community on the front lines of the U.S. Gulf Coast and the U.S. border, and on the front lines of climate change impacts. And we are mostly people of color, indigenous community. I've taken people on a road tour along the Texas Gulf Coast. We'll start and they'll see Boca Chica Beach near Brownsville, which most of it is wildlife refuge, you know, doesn't have refineries or flare stacks. And then you go to South Padre Island, where the northern part is, you know, sand dunes and still pretty open. You know, still you can see pristine land. You can see wildlife refuge. You can see the Oplomato falcon. You can see wetlands. It smells like palm trees, shrimp from shrimpers and fishermen. And then you just keep driving further north along the coast, and then the fossil fuel industry starts to dart the landscape. You'll see storage tanks. You'll see offshore drilling. You'll see, you know, refineries and flare stacks. And it just gets bigger and bigger and bigger and starts to clog the rest of the Gulf, the Texas Gulf Coast. You know, I tell folks, like, here in our little tip is the only stretch without a flare stack when the sun sets. People recognize this. They come down here to see that landscape as it's supposed to be. Our way of taking a break and our way of having a vacation for most people here is to go to the beach. You know, for many of us, it's a vacation. For other people, it's how they feed themselves. It's their way of life. It's how they can fish for free. It's how they can cast out a net and get shrimp and go back and feed their families, or, you know, sell it to vendors. There's community members that are, you know, speaking out and challenging the fossil fuel industry by filing lawsuits and sending comments. And they'll tell you, like, that they came here, you know, from Mexico, from Tamaulipas, because where they were, you know, was surrounded by industry, maquiladoras, highly polluting industry. And they'll tell you in their testimonies that they came here to get away from that. We don't want that fossil fuel colonization to build out anymore. We especially, and anywhere on the Gulf Coast, and we especially don't want it to take over the little stretches of coastline that we have left, like down here in the Rio Grande Valley. It feels like the fossil fuel industry almost is, like, discovered us overnight and is trying to colonize the region with, you know, a massive fracked gas export terminals and oil terminals, which would span thousands and thousands of acres. You know, almost 4,000 acres of storage tanks and tanker ships, flare stacks. And that's, you know, that would completely change our way of life down here, where we've always had open, free access to wetlands. And something that's important to note, like, France has banned fracking, Ireland has banned fracking, and in Texas, it's actually illegal to ban fracking. And what I mean by that is there was a law called HB 40 that was passed in the state of Texas in 2015, and it banned fracking bans. And so these countries that want to import gas, you know, they're literally turning us into an extraction colony that doesn't have those equal rights as they do to ban fracking. And we've successfully divested one bank from the Texas LNG project. That was a French bank called BNP Paribas. Juan Mancillas, who's the chairman of the Carrizoco Mocrudo tribe, he and I traveled to France. We went to a BNP Paribas shareholders meeting. We met with those officials, and that bank pulled out of the Texas LNG project. And they specifically said, we won't partner and we will give no capital to that project. So this is some of the tactics and the networking and the organizing that people have been doing for over 5 years now. The school districts here have also said no to giving tax incentives to two of the companies. And we've also been pressuring our county to refuse tax incentives. City council people are speaking up, they're taking action. But then the higher up, like leaders, you know, just aren't siding with our communities. They're selling us out. They're not listening. That's Congress people, that's state representatives, these federal regulators, communities here taking action to protect their people. The leaders with this power aren't listening to us and are selling us out. It's the people that give me hope. I mean, we're one of the most marginalized communities in Texas and in the country. And we're simultaneously trying to stop the U.S.-Mexico border wall expansion, right? Most of Brownsville has been walled off for years. You know, there's segments of border wall already all across the community and behind people's backyards. You know, these administrations want to completely wall off the entire community. That includes border militarization as part of it. That also includes mass deportations. It includes refugee camps, you know, where the border wall, where they want to build the border wall, is in the same corridor where the fracked gas export terminals are proposed. So, you know, where the wall would end, we would then see a wall of fracked gas, fossil fuel industry connecting to that and just continuing that sever of our communities to the coast, of our communities to communities in northern Mexico and Tamaulipas, severing our access to wildlife, you know, the ecosystems that our community needs to thrive. I mean, we're simultaneously dealing with all of these things at once. And it's, you know, it's our people and the connections that we're making with communities overseas, connections that we're making with communities in northern Mexico, you know, that give me hope.
That's Becca Hinojosa, an organizer with the Sierra Club's Beyond Dirty Fuels campaign based in Brownsville, Texas. Special thanks to Vanessa Ramos. The Land I Trust is hosted by me, Rebecca Kling. Produced by Adil Trehan and Jeff Shaw at the Sierra Club, with Josephine Holtzman, Isaac Kestenbaum, and Danielle Roth of Future Projects Media. This episode was mixed by Merritt Jacob. Music by Jeff Brodsky. Special thanks to Matt Skoya Boss and Wendy Breadhold. Find us on all your favorite podcast platforms and follow the series on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook by searching the hashtag #TheLandITrust, all one word. While you're there, be sure to check out the episode artwork that features original illustrations and animations of all our storytellers by Monique Ray. You can also check out more stories from our past 3 seasons of The Land I Trust.